It's been a long time coming, but still I'm on smash. Never no breaks, I'm giving them all gas. Living for today, middle finger to pass. Also give it to the ones who thought I wouldn't last. Fake ass friends, never been family. The more I make moves, the more these niggas can't stand me. Smile in my face, but knowing they wanna ban me. Make up any lies so niggas can try to hand me. Tell it to the pen and telling it to the streets. But nigga, I'm in tune with the pen in the streets. No room for defeat when you facing a real low. I ride by my lonely, so I see behind the smoke. Can't wash one hand without washing the other. Cause I'm a real keeper and my motherfucking brother's point guard of the streets. Some plays I had to change up. Nothing stay the same, remembering how I came up. Dreams of a scholar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to Eastside Radio live with Lil Bam.
And it's your girl Sky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
and that's it today.
Well, yeah, that's it today. We got one absence. You know, Jazzy gotta get that flat tire fixed, you know. Got caught on the road. I don't know if it was a nail. Forget what he say, a brick.
Man, he at home. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know,
he at home chilling today.
Probably was. He sounded like he was in
it's
the
like,
bathroom.
Like, man, you know what? I can't even make it. It's tired.
You know? I think he was just tired. You know, I don't nobody want it. Just like calling off at work. So I was like, damn, because it was an echo. I'm like, damn, you changing a flat tire. Shit, that shit bouncing.
Is that the shower running? Like, no. That's the cars. That's the cars.
No, that was your voice bouncing off of the toilet. That's what it was. But nah, you know, hopefully he get it situated. But that was that Lil Bam right there, the intro, the point guard of the streets. Y'all can find that on iTunes, on the new Apple Music, you know, download it. Or you can even get it at lilbam.bandcamp.com for hard copies. And today's conversation will be saving our youth. You know, we're going to get back to see how... You know, a lot of people have drives. It was a Save the Youth, Save Long Beach drive yesterday. Wasn't successful. But the thing that I think a lot of people be missing is, you know, saving our youth. And because that's what you got to get to save anything, you know, in order to save how the world is going to be. You know, they want to, I don't know, I think the focus don't really be on what it needs to be on. And that's really capturing the kids, because shit, the adults.
I have a question though. Okay, why do you feel, or why don't you think the focus is on the kids? Or where do you think the focus is? Like, I have my own, like, where I'm going with this, but where do you think the focus is?
The focus is on self. And then after that, money, you know, opportunists. It just went in a different direction, because in order for you to, you know, once you get to a certain point in life, you're already there. You know, I mean, not saying you can't change, but once you get to a certain point, you know, I always heard certain people when I was growing up, where you at when you 30 is where you're going to be at when you 50. I mean, it's just.
Well, if you make it that way.
Well, I mean, you gotta look at it. Think about it. If you when you 30, you should be set in. I mean, anywhere between 30, 35, you should already be set. You should have some form of career or something. You should know where your life is going. If you 35, and there's nothing wrong with people getting jobs or part time jobs. That's not what I'm saying. But if you still part timing and just really trying to figure your way out at 35.
Oh yeah. Then that's an issue. Yeah.
You're gonna be figuring out life until you rest. That's my theory on it. But you know, you got to get to the eighth graders. Really, even before that, you got to get to, I say, the 10-year-olds. Once they start developing that,
well,
attitude, if you will.
I think you should start at birth. Because first off, your kids will only be as smart as you allow them to be. If you don't focus and you don't take the time when they're babies and when they're kids, oh, they're a toddler. Okay, I'm just going to sit them in front of the TV so I can do what I got to do. I see that happening a lot. I'm not going to even lie. Sometimes I do it. Like, man, I got stuff to do. Let me sit them in front of the TV. Let me do this. But
okay. But
you got to start it from well, from birth. Well, really,
but see, it's certain things easy said than done. Easier said than done.
That's everything. Now, when that's when, everything, y'all.
Yeah, but when I was growing up, you know that, and you know I use my mom's era. You know, when they was growing up, you had the neighbors that was like family.
Mm-hmm.
The family was family. So, you know, you had to look out for your cousin as y'all walk up the street or vice versa. You know, the help was there. Now, see, back then, it wasn't really a big era of babies having babies. See, now you have babies having babies.
What?
No.
Babies been having babies since forever because my mom was a baby when she had me. I know a lot of babies having babies.
No. See, yeah, they slipped through the cracks.
They slipped through
the cracks. No, it's no way you gonna say it was. Now, it was a lot of stuff going on back then, but you didn't have the way it is now. Every baby has a baby. Every baby has a baby. It's so crazy now. See, this is the thing. It was a secret, or it was damn near, you know, you was going to get in trouble growing up in my mom them era. That, shit, find out you pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, now a 13-year-old be pregnant and she proud. And it's no repercussions to it. It's nothing. So it's like that.
Well, you know what? It's kind of weird, though, because, you know, people see, you'll see somebody in their 30s, like, pregnant, and you'll look at her funny, like, oh, my gosh, it's pregnant, like. Like 35, if you're 35 and if you see a woman that's 35, 34, 35, 33 to like 36 pregnant, you kind of look at her like crazy. Like, you too old.
For what reason?
Because she's too old.
But who said, why are you too old?
Well, I'm not saying that. That's how people, that's how our generation is looking at it now. Like, you have to have a baby super young.
I think now they competing. Who can have the baby the fastest? Like, let's see if we can have a baby at 14.
See, but I don't think it's that. I think people are distracted, so they can't focus on their kids. So when their kids finally do grow into people, they're not whole people because their whole lives, their parents has been distracted with their own lives. So when they grow up, they're looking for something. And when they find it in another person, like, you know, they don't even know themselves, but then they end up falling in love. And then you get so deep in love, you want to have a baby with this person, not realizing you about to have a baby forever, not for 18 years, not for, no, forever. Like, I'm 27 and I still be like, Mom, like, what's going on? Like, you know, so.
Okay, so that's from a relationship standpoint.
No, I feel like, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's from a girl looking at it.
But I would say that's like a woman's point. Like, a woman wants to be married, and, like, you know, I'm not going to say every woman because I know it's some ratchets that just love to be ratchet. But for the most part, you know, women want the basics. Like, you know, we want a family. We want to be.
What's the basics?
Basics? Like, you know, you want someone who loves you, who respects you, who treats you right. You know, let's have a baby. Let's get married. And I'm not saying in that order either, just, you know, they want the fairy tale, because girls grow up with Barbie dolls and princesses and fairy tale stories. So we're I feel like we are meant to, are not meant to, but we are brainwashed. Now, I won't even say brainwashed. Fill in the blank when we're grown up, or like we're growing up to be taught a certain way. Like, oh, play with the Barbies, play with the dolls. You know, oh, wanna cook, wanna clean, wanna,
see,
you know.
So that's the point. So even far as that, like when the reason why I say the reason why, you know, it's a key point to even save the youth, because that's the next generation. So
that's true.
But people don't understand what the next generation is. So they'll start from the 18-year-olds. You have to go to where it's starting. Yeah, you get to the you could get to them, don't get me wrong, you get to them, but when you got the 7-year-olds that's mimicking what's going on, and everything really, the moral of this is, how do we save the youth? It's not how do we save our kids, like our biological kids. It's the kids out there in society.
How do we save our community?
But when you do that, everybody has to take action at fault. From parenting, you know, to, I mean, because that's where, see, once you, when you have that discussion, nobody is going to fess up and be like, okay, well, you know, everybody else will point the finger and say who the bad parent is.
Mm-hmm. No,
oh, well, they not doing this. But it's the lack of parenting. It's the lack of brotherhood, sisterhood, all that. You have, I mean, because it don't just come from, you know, the parents. It comes from the siblings, too.
It comes from everybody. Because everybody forget it takes a tribe or it takes a village to raise a child. That's true. I really believe that. I don't believe that you can just raise your kid by yourself. Are you going to need help. You're going to need somebody at
so
some
we,
point.
We got a phone call. We're going to see who we got here on the phone call. Caller?
My name is Selena.
Hey, how you doing, Selena?
Hey, Selena.
I'm doing good. I want to say two things. I want to agree with what you're saying about the youth and the parenting starting, getting to the kids early at an early age.
Right.
You said something about 7 and all that. I had my first daughter at 13. It's about the environment of everything. What's going on in the household.
Right.
What's going on in the streets. What that kid is allowed to absorb and not to absorb. And what is being watched by the adults and what's seen and not being seen.
Right.
So with all that said, this generation that you're saying that is racing to have babies, they're not racing to have babies. They don't even understand what they're putting themselves into because at that age, their mind is not developed. It's being manipulated by individuals in the circle
right.
of their circle.
Dang.
So what happens is once that child becomes pregnant, now they are becoming developed into an adult. It's a pushed adult.
Right.
So then it becomes the circumstances. Do this child stay a child and be a parent in a child's mind, or do they get to grow and be an adult and have people supportive around them to help them be an adult and a parent?
Okay. And if I may ask, how old are you, Celine?
I'm 45.
You're 45. Okay. So, see, it was errors to where certain female, the girls growing up, now girls are getting they menstruals and they periods at 10, 11.
That was me.
Right.
Nothing
now,
new.
No.
That's what I was about to say. That's nothing new.
It's nothing new, but, you know, it wasn't nothing of the norm. Well, I'm not going to say of the norm because when you had generations, you know, my mom had hers at 16. You know, same way with my sister. Then my cousins, you know, it can be a you know, if you want to look at it, the diet.
I'm going to say it's the environment. It has nothing to do when the woman starts her menstruation. It has nothing to do with it. My personal opinion, I feel like it is the environment you're around. Everybody around you acting grown, you're going to be acting grown too.
No, right. But when I touched on the racing to have babies, only reason I said that is because when you listen to conversations that these kids are having, when you listen to the conversations, they feel it's cool to have a baby.
That's true.
It's cool.
Because
so
they don't look at everybody.
Once their mind is set into feeling something is cool, it is a race now because now who can be the, because that's everything now is to, you know, is to be cool. But
thank you, Selena, for calling.
I really do appreciate
that
call and your input on that, Selena. I appreciate the call.
Sound good, girl.
Man. Yeah, well.
That was tight.
No, I heard and, you know, felt the passion coming from her, you know. I don't know exactly, you know, everything else that's going on, but you could hear it, you know, that she was passionate on what she was speaking on. But mm-hmm. Now that you look at it, schools, okay, it's a, what is it, Corona High School. It's crazy. And it's a few other high schools. Now they have it to where, shit, it's a daycare on campus. It's a daycare on campus. So kids is going there, ninth graders, 10th graders are going to school with their babies and putting them in a daycare. So it's damn near like the schools is promoting to get pregnant, or is promoting, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the never seen that growing up. Never seen that. So the way things are shifting and the way it's turning, it's like, man, like it really don't make no sense. But when we get back, you know, we're going to go into another song off of Point Guard of the Streets. Y'all go get that EP. It's available right now up on iTunes and on lilbam.bandcamp.com. Yeah.
It just feels so good. Yeah, yeah. Up here. You are now tuned in to the double C, D, C, C, D, double C, backwards. This that fresh off the porch, flick of the cigarette, jointing the ashtray, niggas asking who killing it, coming from the land that'll dust ya, and I got a city full of niggas that'll rush ya, but you can't trust a nigga on your right, cause that nigga on your left, he'll dump your own sight, and he ain't live life, before he take your life, he only 14 without a future or a dream, is it the white man's scheme, or a scheme of our own, to brainwash our youth and have them crippin' on their own, a new debt to society. To stay drunk, no sobriety. It's time to come clean. Fake OGs really lied to me. Had me on some bullshit. Before I pulled the trigger, should've told me this was bullshit. The truth is, always in the pudding. A boy in the hood, but ain't shit Cuba Gooding. The moral of my story is, I live my life way ruthless. But niggas think life is just easy, cause I grew up in the era with niggas that knew better. Whole city blue, so I'm repping the third letter. Past don't regret that, two times bet that. The set, I'ma rep that, disrespect and wet that, nigga.
Yeah, if that fly helicopter shit, look at the success of the niggas that ain't follow us. That played out format was laid out. Put a blower in your pocket, my nigga, walk out the house. No names, just monikers, and most only tough when they mounted up. Why you gotta bluff about your gangster, bruh? Bang, bang, fuck fame, they living for a gold chain. Them niggas cocaine, soft like ice cream, you better off with hoop dreams. Niggas so lost like it's the routine. Be your own boss, that's 2G, CD, Chanel C. Think of being puppet by nigga who was nothing that wants you to say fuck it. It's too many, inspired by the influence.
So it don't seem like, oh, we just bashing everybody.
Yeah, yeah, we back. You tuned in live, Eastside Radio with Lil Bam.
Yeah, and this your girl Sky. Make sure you following us on Instagram, Talk Eastside Radio.
Talk Eastside Radio on Instagram. And Facebook, Talk Eastside Radio. Leave comments about the show, what y'all feel certain conversations should be about. You know, you could go ahead and, you know, you could give your input on whatever. You know, it's no closed caption on that at all. You know, and that was Brainwash from myself, Lil Bam, and my boy Booby Soprano. Y'all go and get that. But we talking about saving our youth. You know, how can we save our youth? How do we get to saving our youth? What are the, you know, proper protocols in the saving our youth? Do we save them early? Do we get to the? How do we do that? What's the bait?
How do we fix it?
It's like when you're a teacher. When you're a teacher, I mean, do you bait them in with influence? Do you bait them in with, I mean, something that you feel they like? Because, I mean, it's damn near that's what you have to do now, because everything, the two things that's taken over, music and drugs.
Ooh.
Music and drugs. It's so many drugs out there. I mean, that's an influence, and I mean that's one thing we need to save our youth with. That's one thing we really need
to do.
Well,
it's what they think is cool or what they feel is cool. Like if every rapper is glorifying drugs and all the craziness, mm-hmm. then of course that's what we gonna look at as, oh, that's tight, that's cool, like, oh, what? Oh, relapse, oh, this, whatever it is, like.
I think the fine line between dealing with that is, I would say, we competing against money, and the influence that they have on the youth now is, I would say entertainment. But we gonna go into this call right now. Carly, are you there? Carly?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Precious Bell. How are you?
How are you doing?
Hi, Precious Bell. I'm fine.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We doing good. Bell. We doing good, Presh. So today we are talking about how to save the youth.
Well, I feel like saving our youth starts with the parents. I feel like we as parents need to check ourselves and stop letting these kids raise themselves. Myself included.
No,
I feel you.
And one of my New Year's resolutions is to become a better mother.
Oh, that's dope.
That's super dope.
That's dope. Oh, I appreciate that.
It's going to be crazy. It's already getting there.
Man, the social media is making it crazy.
It really is.
But everything,
all of that.
It's too much things being seen. That's what I think.
So you feel that...
all this stuff at an early age, and then it's like everything's chaos.
So you feel saving our youth, it needs to start in home first.
Exactly. Because we're our kids' first teachers. What they see with us is what they're going to try to emulate, period.
Damn.
Lack thereof. If they don't see it with us, they're going to see it from somebody else in the streets or wherever, and that's what they're going to become. So if we grab our kids and we really raise them into the people that we really want to them to be in the future, then our future will be so much brighter, and they'll have a chance. And
You are family.
It's going to be a wrap.
You are family. family. Well, thank you for the call, Precious Bell.
Thank you, Precious.
All righty.
You got a good one.
You too.
Bye.
That was a great point.
We got some good callers calling in today.
But it starts with the parenting, like she said. I mean, we are the first teachers. And who would you want your kids to emulate? You know, you or somebody else?
Joey down the street.
Yeah, Karen up the block. You know, Karen that went around the block a few times. It's like that, you know, you don't want your kids to emulate that, you know, and with that, it's like, man, like.
Yeah, I think a lot of people or a lot of parents are unaware that they're not spending as much time or not focusing on their kids as much as they think they are.
Right.
So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Well, and the point that I was going to make earlier, just think about it. We trying to better our youth. We trying to better them, right? And when you trying to better something, it's always that alternative. It's always somebody else out there that's going to try to counter that with the bad. And I look at that like far as the industry. So the industry has the influence to put what they want out, meaning these machines, you know, these major corporations and networks, they can put out positive stuff if they want to.
Right.
But see, the positive stuff, they feel not selling. So we gonna stay pumping the negative. And if you stay pumping the negative, that's all whoever is, you know, Lil D in the hood, or, you know, Lil Coco, or, you know, that's all they gonna know, and that's all they gonna see. Mm-hmm. And when they see those images, they feel those images are of them. So these are shit. So, okay, everybody got to be a crack addict or a dope dealer or a gang member.
Or a pimp.
Or a prostitute, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it goes both ways. It's a double-edged sword. But we have another caller. Caller, you there?
Yes, Pierre from Long Beach. What's up?
What's going on, Pierre? How you feel we should save our youth, my man?
Oh man,
Or where do you feel it should start from? Like what's the first steps to saving our youth should be?
Well, the first step of saving the youth to me is it starts at home, you know. Good home parenting and catching them while they're young, nipping it in the butt before they get out there and, you know, get in the streets and get curious on all the other stuff that's out there. You feel me?
Okay, so water,
yeah. Yeah, what about when they in the streets already? Because we touched on, you know, starting at, you know, the house, the home. So what about when they go into schools? What else can we do, Pierre from Long Beach?
Well, when they, you're talking about when they already in the streets as far as involved?
I say seventh grade. Say you got a daughter, son, seventh grade. They're being influenced by everybody around them that, oh, I'm cool because I'm in the seventh grade now. Like, you know, you got the cool middle schoolers, like, who think they grown, who start cussing and start doing crazy. In seventh grade, that's when crazy stuff. Like, you know, you feel like you're a preteen or you're a teenager. You're working your way to something. And now you're starting to know everything. So what do you think, you know, what is the next step, the second step after home? Ass whooping.
The second step is, man, I say just keep them involved in like programs, like just keep them busy with stuff that, like sports and unfortunately a lot of that stuff got cut out, you know, like the after school programs got cut out.
Man, that's crazy.
So, when I grew up, there was a lot of after school programs.
Right.
And, freelance programs. And if your mom was like, I grew up in a single family home. Your mom made low income. They would let you go out and get a job and work, you know, and help you buy school clothes for the next year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So once all that stuff cut out, it's just like when I grew up, it was luckily when I grew up, it was a lot of dancing involved. It was street dancing. So I veered from street dancing before gangs, but eventually the street dancing played out. So I didn't really have no other choice but to start hanging with the homies that was already involved with gangs. So it's kind of hard sometimes. You grow up in an element of that's all you know.
Right.
Man, that's all you know.
No, it's right, like right. Yeah, so that was, no, respect that call though, Big Pierre from Long Beach. Respect that call, man. Appreciate you calling in on Eastside Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, always. Much love and respect to Lil Bam. Long Beach out.
All right. Now, man, see, and reason why I like conversations like this is because every direction that they can go in, the directions that they go in is all going to come back to the parenting. Period, point blank. It's going to come back to the parents.
Yeah, but what else do we have, though? Because, you know, but we got parents who work all the time. So when you can't spend time with your kids.
No such thing.
And then
thing.
You really. No
such thing.
This is what I mean. Because right now, I have sons, but they at home. I can't be with them right at this moment because I'm right here at this moment.
Right.
But, so what I'm saying is, what else? I mean, I was talking about the older kids because my kids are young. But, like, if we don't have a lot of after school programs or programs at the park like we used to have, like,
no, true. I mean, we had them growing up, but see, and that's the thing. Even now, kids having kids, but if you know, when we was growing up, we played.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We played. You know, you moved to a new neighborhood. It wasn't nothing for us to go knock on a new person door that moved to the neighborhood to ask if he could come outside. Didn't know shit about him. Didn't even know their parents. Now the damn 8-year-olds is mad dogging the 8-year-olds. Like, what the hell is you doing?
Where you from?
Like, but no, it's serious. So it's like you see where the energy shifted. The energy shifted so much to,
because everybody got to be grown. Everybody feel they got to be grown.
But
now
they growing up fast, and it's less discipline in that household. If a kid is not worried about getting their ass whooped, kid going to do whatever they want. Well, I mean,
but it's not only ass whoopings. It's not only that.
No, it's not only ass whoopings, but guess what? You, when you come from a background of getting your ass whooped, or you know, shit, hey, what you going to do? You going to stay outside until that street light come on and worry about your homies bagging on you? Or you going to go home? No. You going to go home when you supposed to. Or you going to wait for the, you know, street light to come on and go get your ass whooped? Is it worth getting your ass whooped?
Hey. Sometimes it's worth it.
Man, please.
Hey, no, for all y'all, sometimes it's worth it.
Mm-mm. See?
You ain't never got.
Negative influence right here. No, it is not. No.
I'm sorry. It's not.
My dad whooped ass. He didn't. No, Fuck that. See, he had old fashioned.
I said 7 o'clock, not 7:01. Go get the belt.
No. See, we didn't get belts.
Oh. What you get? Oh no, let's not even go into it. That's childish.
We didn't. No, it wasn't childish. But that's the thing.
No, I believe in you know, disciplining your child when the moment is. I talk to my kids more than anything. Our communication is is there because, hey, do you know why you're getting in trouble? Do you know why? Because you're going to know every reason why, you know, discipline is coming. I'm not about to.
But you know the funny thing about it? Sometimes people take for granted how intelligent and how smart their kids are. Mm-hmm. You're going to ask your kid, do you know why you're getting in trouble? That kid is already conjuring up something in his brain. Well, I know why I'm getting in trouble, but I'm going to still play the role. I'm going to still play the role, Mom.
If you teach them like that. My son is six.
Oh, and he's...
And he is like...
A hell of a manipulator.
No.
All kids are.
Well, all kids are. But, you know, I tell my son, like, man, you're a part of me, so I know when you're lying. So are you really going to lie to my face? Are you really... you came for me. I know everything about you. Like, I know more than you know about yourself. And this is what I'm telling a six-year-old. So he's like, man, okay, look, this is what happened. Okay, boom. And then our thing is, you tell me the truth, you're going to get, like, you know, the consequences are going to be less harsh.
But see, like the caller just said, too, once you're in the streets, what is it next to do now? When you ask, okay, if you're already in the streets, what is it next? He said, keeping them in programs. Keeping them in programs. Now, when I was growing up, I always, I had a buddy Jerry. Never forget him. His pops had him in everything. Now, when it was time for certain little dudes around the neighborhood to, you know, go do little stuff that we did or anything, you know what I mean? Throw rocks at cars, like all the shit that his dad knew we was doing. No, seriously. Everything that his dad knew we was doing. He kept him active. When he stopped playing basketball, he was playing baseball. When he stopped playing baseball, shit, he was doing some damn, what'd he do? He did water polo. Hey. After that, he did soccer. See, when you keep them productive and active, it keeps their mind off of anything else. But see, me personally, I can't, like, because I know a lot of parents that be like, man, I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do it. Well, what about the parents that work and have enough time to go pick their kids up from school and take them to practice and get back home and do whatever they did for their work. Like, what happened to those parents? You have the parents now that just to throw their kids off on somebody else's parents.
Always, yeah. Like, it's always been that way, too, though. You
so
just
the
give
excuses,
and take.
Yeah, so it's an excuse
it's
with
always,
a parent.
It's always an excuse for everything.
Yeah, but a parent ain't never supposed to have that excuse and say, I don't have the time.
And then even with the programs, where's the free programs? Because what about the parent who can't afford nothing but the rent and the food? And then you got six kids, and everybody want to play a sport, and a sport is $150 apiece. Whoa, I'm sorry, here's a ball.
And you know what that comes from? That comes from those big money name sponsors in the community that lie and use their name and act like they really doing something for the low income housing people and say, I'm going to use my name. Because certain big name people can just use their name to get certain things funded. And they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
But we going to go into this caller right here. Caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's going on, caller? What's your name?
Hobo.
What's going on with you, Hobo?
Sucker Free Mo. What's going on with you, Dad?
Hey, man, Sucker Free always, man. So, you know, we conversating about saving our youth, man. And, you know, in a short form, how you feel we should save our youth. Not the long form.
Not the long form.
Not the long form.
Not the long form, but just a base, you know, small synopsis of how we should save our youth.
How we should save our youth. Basically, re-educate them. Give them some real good education.
Hey, now.
Now, does that come from in-home or where do you feel that's coming from?
I think that should come from some people that can teach them how to go relearn about themselves to figure out what their flaws is and what they need to correct within themselves. That's the best education right there. The understanding of self to move forward in life.
Right, right.
The understanding
okay,
of
now
self.
I got one question for you before you go. Now, you say that re-education. Now, what if the people that they look for to get that education from not educated themselves? Then where do they go?
I'm going to break it down like this. Like I tell my cousins and other relatives around me, I said basically if anybody around you that want to store negative, want to bring out your negative aspects, they're no good for you. I consider those devils. Anybody around you that want to bring out your positive aspects, I consider those your guardian angels. Individuals that want to bring the best out of you.
Hey.
So surround yourself with those type of people.
True. True indeed.
That's the best education to have.
I feel that all day. I feel that all day. Well, yeah, if it's anything else you need to say or you got you want to say, you got it. If not, I appreciate that call, Big Hobo.
All right, no problem. I'm finished. You said the short form, so I'm going to give it to you in the short form.
Hey, man, raw and uncut. I was just seeing if you was listening to me, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right.
Hey, nah, respect, brother.
Respect.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, so now that's a good one, you know, re-educating. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you know, see, I have this saying, I don't fault, well, not just me, but I have a saying, don't fault the unknown. You know, fault the knowing.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people that are unaware of what they do. And I just had this conversation with somebody earlier. But a lot of people are unaware of the things that they do. So once they come to grips of knowing what they doing is wrong, then at that point, if you don't change your life or change anything around you that you're doing, you're going to be subject to all the repercussions, all the back pay whenever you do get caught. It's like a thief or criminal. You know, they just stealing. And it's easy for them. And they keep doing it, doing it. But once that one person pull them to the side and be like, hey, what you doing is wrong. And they come to realization and know, like, okay, yeah, what I'm doing is wrong. I need to stop. But they don't. The minute they do it again, that's when they get hit with the hellified sentence. You're like, damn, you only stole a candy bar. But you getting caught for everything that you didn't get caught for. Same with people that do these crimes or like a shooting, but they get them for attempted murder, shooting in a school zone, everything else. But when you look at what they did before, they had signs before on stopping or doing certain things. So it's like,
what the problem is.
Nah, I mean, it's so far-fetched. But that right there, as far as the after-school programs, I dig that. Just programs, period, though. Teaching them things, the re-education, that's good, too. I feel that. The parenting is like, that's at the top.
I'm going to say if you out there and you doing good and, you know, you kind of got your head on straight, it is okay to, like, and I'm not even saying, like, you're bragging about it, but, like, to take somebody underneath your wing, or you never know who you inspire just just by talking to them. Like, I have, like, a couple of people just in my life that I can think of right off top who affected my life where it changed. They changed me. Oh, look, we have a call. Let's call. Caller.
Caller, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
Hello, good people. This is Kalara.
Hello,
Kalara.
Good people. Hello, Kalara.
Hey. I just wanted to say really quickly, I had to step away from the phone, so I'm not sure if y'all covered this yet. But when it comes to, well, my opinion, when it comes to what we should do to save our children, I think, like everyone else has said, of course, it first starts at home. But I think we also have to understand that as parents and people in the community, that we have to understand that we can't do it all and that we shouldn't feel guilty for not, you know, being able to do it all. Me being a single mother and, you know, knowing that sometimes I do have to facilitate outwards and ask for help, but also understanding that the people that I'm asking for are capable of filling those roles. So you have
part,
a lot of people
part,
who
yeah.
have the intentions on, you know, wanting to help the youth, but are they capable?
But are they capable? That is,
so
that's crucial.
That's my two cents. I won't keep y'all long, but I appreciate that. Y'all letting me speak my mind.
Oh, no,
but
appreciate
that's pretty much it. So I say good people. I'm going to leave on that note.
All right. Appreciate the call, Kalara.
All right.
Bye. All right. So, man.
That was smart. Are they capable of it?
And I think that sometimes, you know, we fall short of that, and it's not asking the right people, but sometimes we just ask people.
Yeah.
It's just like you asking somebody
to borrow something. Once you said that, like, I really thought about it for myself because I'm like, man, but really the people who are capable, are they willing? That too, because, you know, somebody. Because
it's a lot of capable people that, you know, I mean, we can go with. you know, investments or anything, you know. It's a lot of people that's capable of investing in your future or something positive, but sometimes that's not what they want to see. Your vision is different from everybody else's vision.
Or they don't even see you, period. They got their own agenda going on.
No, like right now, we could go pitch something. We talking about saving the youth, but that big city contract, they not worried about no damn youth. Right. They just worrying about this contract that they got for, you know, to redo the community from a tourist attraction.
Right, and I'm talking about personal. I'm talking about close in, like, you know, you doing super good and you see one of your cousins is tripping, struggling, and you just like, oh man, she's always messed up, she always doing something, but I'm about to go over here and make sure she don't stop what I got going,
man. You know the funny thing about that is because it's still two sides to that story, because for those that got
every
it
story
to those that got it that don't help, it's like, why they not helping? But we're gonna touch on that when we get back. Why they not helping? And we're gonna get into another song off this Point Guard of the Streets by Lil Bam. Y'all go ahead and get that.
It's a Long Beach heat wave, pouring up for the year round sunshine. Holla at me when you see me. Round my city, cause you know I run mine. Got my drink, folks, it's blown. Feel like the whole town on one, but there ain't no place like home. But boy, we
ain't no city like mine, nigga. Bitches like mine, nigga. Sky so blue and the crib stay fly, nigga. Heat wave, I had a low someone. Turned down for no one. 10th Street for 2-1. It's barbecue weather. Let's get the smoke cracking. Put the rest on the beach. Ain't no fucking guns clapping. Ain't no tripping over here. So keep it over there. You don't want this fucking problem. Get the fuck from around here. It's money making moves. We move on the money. Yeah, I'm loyal to my city. I ain't gotta stay, dummy. That one over your head. Cause I'm a real go getter. East side, nigga. Pittsburgh still a trip, Loke. My nigga said, bam, Loke, we on. I know the city hotter than the chorus on its own. So I'ma do me and keep pushing for the peace. Rich roll through the street saying, fuck the police. Yeah, I hit the switch, then I smash out. Tank on four, never gassed out. From what we do, what we rap about. Take no loss, got another thing coming, trying to fuck mine's off. On lane, cut from my own cloth. Cold nigga, brain full of cold thoughts. You wanna get somewhere, you better get out that box. Cause my mind go further than these crip blue socks. I'm on one.
It's a Long Beach heat wave, pouring up for the year-round sunshine. Holla at me when you see me. Round my city, cause you know I run mine. Got my drink, folks, it's blown. Feel like the whole town on one. But there ain't no place like home. But boy, we going.
Just touched down in the city. Scoop my nigga up, let's hit the streets for a minute. Call a couple homies and some badass bitches. Let's hit the store, let's get some blunts and drink and let's kick it. We in the parking lot of VIP. Posted up, Lil Bam, it's going down on me. City got the low lows out. More money, no problems, what it's all about. Just dipping like Dog and Dre. Hit your ass with this east side shit, nigga, every day. Killer Cali, yeah, we rep it right. We shining big like the strip of the Vegas lights. Real hitters round here, motherfucker strike. We get it in while you motherfuckers sleep through life. For real. We hitting Tony, celebrating through the night while I'm loving this California life. Come on.
It's a Long Beach heat wave.
And we are back. Eastside Radio. You listening to Lil Bam.
And it's your girl Sky over here.
Man, and we talking about that. We talking about saving our youth. It's real critical. Real critical right now, you know, to have, for our youth to have a future. Because I don't see people pressing the issue on our youth having a future, meaning career wise. I mean, you know, we had those influences and images.
Career-wise, man.
Images growing up, you know, far as the job. Everybody not gonna be a basketball player. Everybody not gonna be a football player. But now everybody is a rapper. That's the new sport.
Everybody is a rapper.
Everybody is rapping. Everybody is producing. You hit the pots and pans.
That's all we got now. What? Hey. Everybody feels that all we got is music.
If you hit them pots and pans, that's a beat right there. So they going, I mean, and that's a focus as well. But the focus not on security now. Nobody is focusing on security.
Nobody.
Now, Yeah, by you rapping, is that going to put you in line with a pension, a 401k? Is that going to put you in line with health benefits? I mean, it's, I mean, you can go so far with it, but everybody is looking at things that can
gone
tomorrow. But
people are like 0 to 100. Like, people, they don't want to work
fast
at like
money.
McDonald's or something. Like, oh man, that's nothing. I'm gonna be a rapper and I'm about to be on in like a month or something. But you know, you don't have to work at you don't have to work at McDonald's or Jack in the Box to be whatever. You know, if you take the time and just like music, you have to learn a craft. You have to go to school and study if that's, you know, or if you want to start a business, you have to take each step. You just don't get on. It just don't happen like that.
No disrespect to the McDonald's worker or the Starbucks worker, but if you feel that you are too good for that job or for that line of work, then you make sure you go harder in school or whatever it is that you need to do to get to where you want to get. So, I mean, I'm not disrespecting those jobs, but it's certain things that, yeah, of course, I would say I wouldn't.
Well, I'm saying there's nothing else. It's like either work at, you know, a fast food restaurant or something, or be a rapper. Like, or a CNA, you know, or a nurse or whatever.
But I think people limit their opportunities because that's all they. Certain people don't want to read no more.
But
they
people don't think outside the box, and the teachers ain't telling you like, oh yeah, you can be an engineer. You look, this fool just created Facebook and he's a billionaire. You can create something similar. You can create apps. There's so many different avenues now that you don't have to just be a rapper or a Jack in the Box worker. Like, man, you can be there, and not even just lawyers. Like,
no,
look it up. Like, you can type in jobs online, like, and all these different types of jobs will pop up. Like, getting something different.
But it's,
I see, I can't even think of it.
Even that with the schools, you know, the schools could do a better job at saving the youth too. But the schools just turned their backs. I mean, this is me personally. Like, I know a lot of schools that they stop their programs for whatever reason. They say that, see, this is what's fucked up too. They are saying
budget.
No, ain't no budget. Fuck that. They lie about that shit. Because no,
it's a budget.
They say the budget, but then when you look at the football field, that motherfucker look like the damn stadium. You thinking the new NFL football team finna come play on that?
Because
new
it's,
lights.
You right.
They focus on what's bringing money in the school. Mm-hmm. What's the attraction in the school? But I mean, just think about it. Name 5 4.0 students. They used to do it. They used to have it in the papers back in the day. It was a section in the papers that acknowledged everybody with a 4.0 GPA.
That's tight.
Now you don't even know who's at a 3.0, it was 4.0s and then the 3.5 and better. But 4.0s, they got acknowledged in a paper. And I know that for sure. But it's like, damn, they don't do that no more. Now you get noticed for being a top athlete, horrible grades. You could, long as you making money or bringing attraction to that school, that's what we gonna pay for. But when you need to do something academically, we're kind of short on funds, and we need to. Now they want you to go sell beef jerkies and shit to go, you know,
like
sell
buy
the
a raffle ticket,
sell the
chocolates
candy bars
at the
you
grocery
know,
store.
it's like that's not cool. I mean, unless you was doing that to teach a person, you know, how to go get it or how to be independent. But that'd be the only way I'd be going sell some damn candy bars. But I'm selling some damn candy bars for a program that we got money for that y'all using for something else. That's fucked up. So you basically using me. And if I don't sell all the candy bars, my mom got to pay the remainder balance.
Oh, man.
Fuck you. Man, I'm telling you, it's sad. But
it's crucial.
I know that it's still certain. If we could get certain people that really start paying that attention to the youth and start getting those programs, because even like the youth football league, whether it's the Snoop League and the Pop Warner, that shit done became an adult battle now.
Yeah, it did. You know what I mean? Shout out to my mom. She started that out here in Long Beach.
Started what?
She started the OGJAF, Long Beach Stars Football League.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But that's becoming a up battle for the parents. Now the thing is, they not even letting the kids play no more. And certain kids is being pressured into being the top running back, and it ain't even what they want to do. But it's bragging rights for their parents.
Yeah, because that's all they know. That's all their parents know. Like, their parents don't think outside the box to think, like, man, you don't have to be, you don't have to play football.
They're not taking their kid aside.
You can be a plastic surgeon.
Accent, right. Accent their kids. LA. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What is it that you want to do?
And oh, see?
If a lot of...
Boom, right there, before you go in, a way to help the youth. Ask them what they want, first off. We don't even know what they want. You don't even know what your kids like or nothing. Oh, you don't like that? You going to eat it anyways.
Well,
if you ain't got no choice. You ain't got no wants.
But no. And actually, if you're a good parent, and, you know, it's not saying anybody that just bad parents, but when you are a good parent, if you notice, you don't, when you under your parents' roof, you don't have no say-so. You supposed to be guided by your parents on what to do, how to do it. You're not supposed to be, they supposed to have enough knowledge and education about themselves and you and the direction that your life should be going in to, okay, this is what you, okay, this is how you do this. This is how you do this. Now, they're going to give you room to explore and broaden out and be you. But at the end of the day, you can't just sit up there and say, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, not of course not. That's not what I'm saying.
It's not that's what you're saying, but that's what's done a lot of times.
Well, you're looking at teenagers. Of course, I haven't met a teenager yet who didn't think they knew it all. Like, when you were 17, did you was like, oh, yeah, my dad is right, my mom is right, I'm going to do exactly what they said, I'm about to go to school, and I'm about to... Are you like, man, all right.
See, this ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, all of a sudden, this ain't got nothing to do with me. But
they got shit to do with me.
But you have to take that in consideration. Oh, okay.
I will, but
a teenager,
I'm gonna tell
you this. They're already gonna
I was
think
right.
They know everything.
Yeah, when I was arguing with my dad, I was
so
right.
So many family members, it's so many different ages. I just look at them like, okay, I know not to come at her like, because she already thinks she know everything.
You ask my pops, he'd say I got the Napoleon complex. That's what my pops say. I'd be like, this dude. But I mean, shit, you know. I was taught to voice my opinion. Like my pops, I mean, I seen him, I watched him on certain things, you know what I mean? I watched him in the way he was outspoken. That's how I'm outspoken. I don't hold shit in, you know, I mean, it's not filtered, it's not captioned, I just don't hold shit in. Yeah, it's not captioned.
No closed caption.
No, I'm not finna caption nothing. For what? I'm not finna do that. But sometimes my pops was a little over aggressive with it. But saying that to say this, once I start seeing where I got certain things from, sometimes you battle with yourself. Like even with my pops, we arguing certain ways he wouldn't know how to come at it because it's damn near like it's himself as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you created. And you don't know how to deal with what you create when you never been up against nothing. You know what I mean? It's like your kids gonna emulate you, but they gonna say something to you one day that sounds exactly like you. And when you never been hit with your own shit.
See, but I feel like I sound like my mom every day. Like since, like
I'm pretty sure
you
threw your mom off guard a couple times before.
Every day I be like, oh, I sound like my mom. Every day I say that now.
But
the older I get, the more I sound like you.
No, but to her, if you guys are having a disagreement, argument, however you want to say it, and you say something to her that sounds just like her, it's going to throw her off. She's not going to have a comeback. Okay. She's not going to have a comeback because sometimes it's just like a person that's used to whooping people's ass.
Mm-hmm.
They never lost a fight. They never been hit. The minute they get hit, they don't know what they stunned. Like, this motherfucker really hit me. They still gonna fight, but the shock just of getting hit. They like, this motherfucker hit me. They never got hit before. So, you know, I mean, with all that being said, it's still ways, and it's still, I think we should get back into that, you know, community wise. You know, opening something in a community they'll say it's no money. It's no, I mean, you can open up a computer center, teach kids how to use, you know, even if it's entertainment, even if it's music, teach them how to do the music behind the scenes, not being a rapper.
Oh, yeah, you could be an engineer. Yeah.
You could be a light, you know, a light engineer, if you want to call it that. You know,
because they technical have, director. They have. You could be a director. You could be a producer. I mean, and I'm not saying music producer. You can produce movies. You can be in film.
No,
you can write scripts. You can.
You could do it. Go all. And be. You could do it all. But the main thing
I'm
is,
just saying, there's so many different options that people don't. People are unaware of. People are unaware of their options. They feel like, you know, this is all they have.
Because they, well.
Because of everything around them.
No, yeah. And the parents still trying to hustle. And I'm trying to get it for us. And, well, really, it's not us. You trying to get it and get it. Because if you look at it, too, it's another thing. You want to get to the kids. And you want your kids to be better. But it's like you have to start with their parents, too. When you get into them, but it's like, damn, I'm looking at this parent.
See, but then
this parent is more sharper than they kid. They more cleaner than they kid. So
you got that sometimes, yeah.
Now I already know where this conversation is gonna go when I come approach this person. But why do you look better than your kids?
Why your daughter hair not gone?
No, I mean, kid walking and had a kid's shoes. You know, the left foot is on the right foot. And you just sitting there just, I mean, brought him out the house like that. And the little kid, 2 years old. Like, man, why? That's what he do. I'm going to just let him do him. I'm going to let him do what he want to do. Like, I told him the ones to put it on. You told him?
Oh, you told the 2-year-old.
You told the 2-year-old to put his shoes on. And he didn't do it. I'm like,
man, his shoes ain't even tied, man. He's still working on that one. He's still working on it.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a real...
Oh, but that has a lot to do with young parents as well. Parents who, like she said, man, you have your kid and now you're forced to grow up.
And that's the sad part. Like, even when these kids have kids at 14, you're not even fully developed within yourself to even know how to care. You forced into adulthood.
They don't even know that. Like, you know, they look at it like, you know, what they're doing is...
glamorous.
Yeah, it is. It's glamorous. You know, they're grown-ups. Like, oh, we're being grown. Like, because grown-ups have, I can't wait till I get grown. I can't, man, I still hear it. Man, stop saying that. Y'all can't wait. It's horrible.
Well,
it's not horrible, but man, for real, like, slow down. It's okay.
A few things I could say before we go is parents need to be better parents. Parents need to stop letting their kids shut the door in their house. If it's your house and you paying the damn bills and the rent, what the hell is your damn 10-year-old or 12-year-old closing their damn room door for? Talking about they need privacy. But you have parents that say, oh, well, you know, she need her She is 10. What privacy do she need? That's why parents don't know their kids now no more. They don't know their kids. They just, they have them, let them do what they do. Parents be more involved in your kids' life. I don't care if it's sports activities. I mean, show them how to be independent businessmen and business women. Sisters and brothers, be a little bit more involved with your siblings. Because, I mean, I think that's where we lacking at, too. You know, your siblings shouldn't look at another person as a brother before they look at their own as a brother.
I say family is family. Family is family. I'm sorry, because I have a brother, I have sisters, and then I have cousins who are like sisters and brothers. And I look at all of them as my brothers and sisters. I see people on the street, I treat them how I treat my family. If I'm involved like that, if I love you, I'm going to treat you like my family. I'm not going, oh, my brother, so I love him more. No, I love everybody the same. That's where we get messed up at. Oh, no, I don't love him like my brother, so I'm going to let him do it. No, come on, brother, though, you got to come with me. We going in the house. Let that fool go out and do that stupid. Nah. Everybody get your ass in the house. Ain't nobody going out doing no stupid. Everybody getting their ass whooped.
Well,
that's how my grandma raised us.
We gonna end it on that note. And everybody, thank y'all listeners. Thank the callers for calling in. I appreciate that for, you know, the interaction with Eastside Radio. Y'all go ahead and
follow us everywhere.
Talk Eastside Radio is the Instagram, and Talk Eastside Radio is the Facebook.
So it's Talk Eastside Radio.
Yep. And go and get that little bam. It's all over the internet.
And follow Sky. Follow me. Blue as the sky.
Yeah. Blue as the sky. Blue as the blue. Blue as the word.
Blue as the blue.
Until next time, we up out of here.
Hey. City
by the sea where the killers was raised. Swim with the sharks and we bang for days. The logo on the hat represent your gang. And the skinny niggas be the quickest niggas to fade. And we always on point like Stacey Adams. The east side niggas carry heat and they blast them. Cause any given day you can get your carpool. Watch them ears while you dip in the carpool. Shit gets crazy in the belly of the beast. It's like a rumble in the jungle when he side Long Beach. Yeah, I love my city cause Long Beach with it. Long Beach niggas rock Long Beach fitness. I'll show you how to dip them lanes, pop them things when them niggas ain't a part of your game. I've been doing this for way too long in a city that's strong, and Lil Bam gon' hold his own. Cause
life ain't easy, it's so hard. Got me thinking about Long Beach Boulevard. Cause I'm anywhere with you,
somebody
pull your car.
Life ain't easy, it's so hard. Got me thinking about Long Beach Boulevard. Cause I'm any given day, somebody pull your car.
Around 2 in the morning, honey, at my door. Canary yellow chucks across the wood flow. Dipping down the one way, I had to escape. Didn't even get a chance to grab my Lil Bam tape. Mad with no music, I had to flee dumb. Crooked ass cops trying to seize my freedom. G'd up, always keep heat like Charles Bronson. And always on some OG shit like Bobby Johnson. My head in some books while my ears in the streets. Hard to keep your kids safe in the belly of the beast. I wanna do this for my lovers that'll never see the streets. A fist for black power.